Hi guys, just a little bit of a reflective boo about how I got into loving African greys. I haven't really done one about this. Up until recently, and that's this year, really, I didn't know a huge amount about them. And I didn't know a huge amount about them at all. I met my first grey when I was a kid, about 1989, probably 88, 89, so he could have been born. He was 17 years old when I knew him, so he was probably born about 71-ish, 72, give or take. Probably an import back in the day. I might be wrong about that. God, if he was still alive today, he'd be pushing, he'd be in his 40s now, that one. He may not have lived that long, I don't know. A lot of them seem to live to mid-30s. But he certainly was a character. His name was Peter. I didn't know exactly what he was. My mum remembers him and described him as looking like Banjo, which tells me he was a grey. They're the only grey parrot I think there is. It wasn't until about 2004, I think, that I first met another one, which is my friend Mark Ellis had at the time. He hasn't got him now. He had to rehome that one, sadly. That was all sad for everybody. But he had PRC 320, for those who don't know him. Follow him on Twitter, whatever. He had one, and his name was Bobby. And Bobby was brilliant. Bobby was absolutely gorgeous. I didn't know a lot of people with birds, actually, over the years. My friend Lynn had a Senegal called Bonnie, and Mark had Bobby at the time, so it was Bonnie and Bobby. Both brilliant birds for different reasons. Bonnie was a mimic. She was a cheeky little bird. Lovely personality. Could be a bit nippy. Lynn had been nipped a few times with that one. But, yeah. Bobby was somewhere else. He could. The things he couldn't do weren't worth talking about. It's what he could do. He would imitate one of those air freshener bottles, the cans. I've got one actually in my cupboard. I'm not going to do it in here, but I'll show you kind of what I'm getting at. The one I've got doesn't kind of sound quite what the one that Mark's mum Janice used to use, but it's close enough that you get the idea, and I need to do it anyway because his kitchen's a bit eh. So you get the idea what I'm trying to drive at here. Here we go. Shake it up a bit. Basically, Bobby could do this. He could make that noise, but it was more of a... because that's not the same sort of can that Janice used. I don't know what air freshener it was she had, but it was more of a... kind of noise that it used to make. And the bird got it dead on. And he'd make the noise of a jackdaw, and he'd do arguments with people like a sort of thing, between, you know, like an argument between two people. He would do all sorts. And one day, my friend Lynn's got this on a tape. They were messing around with an old dual manual organ that Mark had, and Lynn put the recorder outside near Bobby's cage, and Bobby, as clear as day, went, "You're rubbish." he said, "You're rubbish." And there was one, and Mark got him to go, "Hello, my darling." And one day Mark said it to the bird, and the bird went, "Hello, bugger." He was brilliant. I met that one a couple of times. He was the one I had the most respect for, because I got to know him quite well. Then it was years later, it wasn't until I met Sam that I found out that she got into greys. She's had greys in the past. And when I first moved here, I said, I could really do with some sort of pet. And Sam said, get a budgie. And I said, what do I do? And she said, well, when I get a chance to come up and see you, which I want to do before Christmas, I'll advise you. You know, I'll go to the pet shop with you and pick one. So I ended up with Flash. I haven't got now because obviously we, you know, all sorts of things happened. And Flash was one of the budgies that we rehomed because she was, hopefully I was going to tame her, but she never could be easily tamed. And, you know, she needed someone who could see really to do that. And I couldn't do it. And Sam couldn't do it. So we rehomed that one. Eventually, after Sam got here in the January and a bit of time had passed, and we got talking about African greys, and she said that she'd had them and she loved them. And I said, well, hell, why not see if we can get one? And we managed to put some money together between us and get the first grey that I really truly met was Smokey Bird. And since then, my love for greys just grew. You know what, Sam knew more about them than I did, so she could tell me what I could do, what I couldn't do, what to expect, all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, I got to know quite a lot about greys, and I've actually learned a hell of a lot about birds in general. You know, different parrots and different other ones. I've met canaries, I've met budgies, I've met Quakers, I've met zebra finches, I've met tons and tons of different ones. Let's see, budgies, canaries, zebras, Bengalese finches. They're a human bred, a human invented bird. You know, they're a cross between a couple of different birds. Nobody actually really knows what they're a cross between, but they're human made, as it were. They're not found in the wild. There are I've met a ton of red rumps, cockatiels, male and female alike. The males are definitely the best, with the whole kind of thing that they do. I'm trying to think of all the birds I may have met. Amazons, Hans macaw. I've actually seen a proper full-size macaw in a pet shop as well, and a cockatoo. And that's all thanks to Sam, because, you know, her knowledge of birds is brilliant. Absolutely outdoes me major time with that. And I just got to love greys. And, of course, we had Banjo, she was meant to be the company for Smokels, because Smokels had the plucking issue, as you all know. And that didn't happen. Banjo ended up, Banjo ended up befriending me. She ended up bonding with me, and I was her mate. And eventually, sadly, as you all know, she flew away. And when Sam and I went our separate ways, I just said to her, I think eventually I need to get a grey. And that's how I ended up getting little girlie. And she's absolutely wonderful. She, you know, little birdie, she's made this house happy again. When Sam left and I had no birdies, it was kind of sad. Because she's got the greys and, you know, she's got birdies. And that's cool. I'm totally cool with that. And now I've got a birdie, I'm totally cool with that too. So there's my history of how I ended up with a grey. How I got into greys in the first place. I always liked them, but never thought I'd ever own one. There you go. With a bit of saving up and a bit of scrimping, you can do it. They're a fairly expensive birdie to buy, and the setup's kind of expensive. But once you've got them, your main expense is your toys and your food, which is not huge. You know, you can do it and still live comfortably yourself. So, you know, it's a great reward when you've got a bird like that. It really is.